The costs and overtime hours are starting to add up for Syracuse University as a student sit-in nears the end of its third week. We get more from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
Syracuse University's Public Safety Department has stationed multiple officers in the school's administrative building. They're keeping an eye on the dozen or so students living there as part of a protest over Chancellor Kent Siverud's administration. Based on an extrapolation of a week-old figure provided by the university, Public Safety has racked up at least 2,200 hours of overtime in 16 days. The university will only say there has been an unexpected expense of tens of thousands of dollars university-wide due to the protest. But with so much overtime accrued for officers, that likely makes up the bulk of the expense.
We have had DPS officers there 24/7. It's been interesting. You know, the DPS staff has had to change their own routines in order to accommodate the safety needs of these students.
Dean B. Gonzalez says there has also been daily fire safety inspections and more work for maintenance staff to keep the building clean. She says there have been no instances of damage or disturbances. The students, who call themselves the general body, plan to stay through Thanksgiving break, which they may be allowed to do.
I have not heard that there will be a change in the way the university is managing the situation.
Siverud said last week that it's time to move on from the sit-in, but students have vowed to continue their occupation. The general body contends the visibility is their only tool to force more university transparency and support services for marginalized students. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.